that sounds right. I just got the cord, and I think my cord's a little longer than 15. I don't know. I'd have to check. But it was just the cord. It was like $50. And I had the inlet box that came with that transfer switch. I think I mentioned to you, I didn't realize it was 20 amp. I had a 20 amp, six circuit box, and that was mostly adequate for us. You know, to run my two refrigerators, my blower motor on my furnace, and everything electronics we needed around the house. But we couldn't do a coffee maker or microwave or the toaster. You know, those, we just had to live without those, which was a small sacrifice when the power's out. But when I had to get a new generator, I said, you know what, I'm going to buy just a little so that I can run any one of those things. The coffee maker in particular, that's the one I really wanted. And so that was probably the biggest pain on extended outages was coffee. So now we can run the coffee maker or the microwave or the toaster. And I don't think I would try two of those things, but we can certainly, any one doesn't even hardly break a sweat. You can hear bog a little bit, you know, but everything works just perfectly fine. You can tell you turned on one of them big devices because it changes the pitch a little. But so I had a 20 amp. Now I got the 10 circuit 30 amp, and that's perfectly fine. So anywho, I would like to switch to the, like you, on the load side or on the supply side. And, but you know, I got all the stuff that didn't work, so why?
Looks like I got a call coming in to NADBS.